Any news from the treasury, rabbit ears?
Everything is in its place, all safe and sound. All the gold jewelry are jewelry and gold, and all the sound and...
Shh. Keep it under wraps. Do you understand?
Got it. Oh, yes, I got it.
Listen very carefully to me. Get dressed. Before Abbas Mirza leaves, I want to give him the decree for holy war from the one of Tehran's influential scholars. I want you to take very, very good care of him on the way to Tabriz. Like Mirza Abulghasem Gomi or...
Grand Ayat Allah Mirza Mashi.
Bravo to you. You understood it well. Mirza Masi is well respected among the people. Now go, let's see what you can do.
Your king has ordered me to give approval for a holy war. Of course, this grand Ayat Allah believes in defending the honor of the country. But the solution to war is first prudence. Then come the weapons and cannons. England wants to attack Islam and Islamic countries.
The army of the Russian Empire struck. How is it related to the English? You must tell me.
They have issues with Islam. They're enemies of Muslims. You only see what you want to see, but I see the reality of matters. Go tell your king, if he wants to start war, he has to dismiss the English. And to get the decree for a holy war, he has to forge a grand Ayat Allah.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't, because whatever you say is harmful.
I'm Armenian, and I don't understand anything about your religion. I still don't understand what the stamp and piece of paper that destroys a country is.
If only you were an honorable Armenian, Haji Abu. You remind me of that Christian who lives in London, the one who himself doesn't understand that he's being punished for the plot of extremist Jews. Jewish extremists have drawn up. All they want is to create war between Muslims and Christians so they can benefit from it. The English have been tricked.
I don't understand.
It's okay if you don't understand. Do you know why the palm of our hand is hairless?
No.
Because there's no hair in the palm of our hand. If you still don't understand, get me a leash so I can make you understand, my young one. Go.
I'm writing the history of Iran. It's very interesting.
Politics and historical documentation?
A politician that doesn't know about history is not a real politician. What is it?
The grand Ayat Allah of the city likes me, sir.
Mirza Masih. I know him quite well.
He likes you very much. He really does, Sir Malcolm.
We have to think of a way to spiritually influence the people. They're the biggest obstacle that stands in our path. If we can, we have to do something to bring them to our side. And if we can't, for now and years to come, we have to train and employ some clergyman or cleric to come over to our side and support us. And now we have to spread the word that advancing purity is what Iran really needs at this time.
Yes, power and authority of Iran's and Muslims. Who are the people that don't want Islam to exist? Who are those who don't want Muslims to have power? The Jewish races, God forbid, think that God has created the whole world for them and others are nothing. They're just slaves. Slaves! God has warned people very bluntly in two verses of the Holy Quran, Maide and Bagare, that the Jews didn't have mercy on their own prophets. And you really expect them to have the same mercy on you, good people? But empowering Iran and professing to be a Shia is a slap in the face of the colonizers. This was a service that the Safavid era and King Ismail Safavid performed for Iran. It may be that these infidels are much more powerful militarily. The infidels are fools because they don't understand they have no chance against a confident, determined, honest, and hopeful nation. Now that the enemies don't want to let things move forward, well, then it's the end of the conversation. I personally thank the politicians of this nation by embracing the Islamic spirit. We'll destroy the hopes that our enemies have. Who will stand up to the infidel Russians if they attack our country today? Who? It's obvious. It'll be the very people who love their religion and country and don't care at all about the vanities of this world. These kinds of people will go and defend their country, honor, and religion.
You look much better with the beard.
Stop! I'm asking you, stop! A huge crowd of people were sitting in their yards. The Sheikh was speaking and the people were listening. First, he talked about the Jews and how the money and policy of the English is in their hands. Then he talked about King Ismail Safavid. Then he said if people want to go to war, they won't need the king's order at all.
The Sheikh said all of this?
No. He didn't say it like that. What he meant was that if people wish to go to war, they will.
And just where do they think this is?
No. He didn't mean it that way either. He meant that if they want to go, if they like the king, if they don't like the king, but they like the war, well, they either like the king or the war. That's it, really. Really?
Did you yourself understand what you just said, you idiot?
No, he didn't say it like that. What he meant...
Then how exactly did he say it, you idiot? Either you're talking nonsense right now, or the Sheikh is completely exaggerating. Did you go there to bring news, or to add to the problems, you stupid fool?
No. What he meant was that people love each other, and that's why they go to war. No, he meant that the people, they don't want the king, but they want to go to war. No. I'd better stop.
Throw this fool out.
Stop it!
Kanje, there you are. Sir Kanje Yagub Markaryan, please do this servant a favor. He's ashamed of asking the king for the honorable Miss Gohar Malik's hand in marriage.
You're in love and I have to go through trouble?
Your kindness will not be overlooked. I'll somehow repay you for intervening, I promise.
What on earth do you mean by repaying me for my intervening?
You mean you don't know what paying you for intervening means?
No.
Finish the job and I'll give you the rest.
It will take some time, Mirza Bolhan.
I'll pay you more if you do me this favor, without wasting any time. I'm afraid Abbas Mirza will take his sister and mother to Tabriz, and this marriage will never, never happen.
You do know that rushing into things leads to cancellation, do you not? So fantastic.
Oh, yes, I understand that. Dear Yagub, I'll pay the penalty. Why are you sitting here? Go find the king. Kaje, you're
stop
a secret
it.
Keeper.
No. Stop.
Go find the
stop
king.
It.
Go find
stop
the king.
So you're counting on the Texas from Azerbaijan?
And why not? What else should I count on exactly? As I said, I've gone through a lot of trouble and managed to come up with some money, and the rest will come from the treasury of Tabriz. Abbas Mirza, return to Tabriz. The king has lost his patience. Tell your commanders to prepare the army to destroy the infidel Russians.
Empty-handed?
God willing, you will return successful. Give me my clothes, Khatun. This is a gift from me to you, which will hopefully bring you good luck. The reunion of a mother and her child is so very exciting. Why are you dumbstruck, you fool?
That poor guy who's waiting outside is dumbstruck, and he's begging for your kindness, Your Highness. You are kind, are you not?
Who?
Mirza Abulhasan Shirazi.
The hell with him!
The people of Azerbaijan have always been famous for their dignity. We've entrusted the girl to her brother. It's Abbas Mirza's choice. It's his decision.
Oh, darn it! Stop! I am stuck with all of this. I just have to keep doing things for people.
And what happened, dear Yagob?
The king left Abbas Mirza to decide. Convincing Abbas Mirza is really hard, and his expenses are way too high. Did you know that Abbas Mirza is a big spender?
How much is it? How much?
I'll explain it to you. This is up to you. You know that being the king's son-in-law is some kind of a business. Today your expenses are high, but tomorrow you can plunder 10 times more. Nah. This job requires time, and Abulhasan is not patient enough.
Wait. Oh, come on. Here. Take this.
No matter how much you want, it won't scratch the cost of the girl's dowry.
Oh, Lady Gohar. Lady Gohar.
Oh, you did make it crystal clear. Why did you hand the decision over to Abbas Mirza?
It was all just to save face, stupid. Tell Mirza Abulhasan Khan to marry the girl tomorrow before Abbas Mirza goes to Tabriz. By the way, don't you dare forget to share what you earn with me now, stupid. The king's share is very extensive. It is as big as a garden, a pomegranate garden. And the king loves him some pomegranates, you hear? Pomegranates are just like red rubies, like red pigments in our veins.
I understand completely.
Stupid boy.
Miss Gohar!
Is everything okay, Mr. Yagob?
Your dear father has approved of your marriage to that flimsy Mirza Abulhasan Shirazi. I'm sorry.
Oh. My brother Abbas Mirza told him. Baba Khan entrusted his matter to him.
He's the king. He has the power. He can say whatever he wants. He, when the crown prince left, Mirza Bolasan Shirazi came to the king and started weeping and crying, and the king felt... he felt sorry for him.
Mr. Yahub, please talk to Baba Khan. Surely he won't say no to you.
No, I just got beaten up.
Please, I beg you, you can do this.
No, I can't. I can't.
This is very expensive. I inherited from Miss Jahan. I'll die young if I'm forced to marry that terrible man.
I cannot, miss. Or maybe I can, miss.
Thank you so much.
Let's keep this between the two of us, or else I'm dead. A distinct possibility.
What?
Sir, this love-struck suitor has gifted the deed of his pomegranate garden to you.
And I will give it to Miss Tavut, the nightingale of the citadel, the caresser of Bakhan's spirit.
What should I tell him, sir?
Mirza Abul Hasan Khan Shirazi, Haj Ibrahim Khan Kalantar's niece, has proposed to Miss Gohar Malik.
Baba Khan, don't break Mirza Abul Hasan Khan's heart. He's wanted to be the king's son-in-law for so long. Poor guy, grant his wish.
Based on your advice and the services uncle provided in establishing the Qajar dynasty, we will show sympathy toward him.
You should tell him to bring sweets. Tell the poor guy to throw flowers on the bride's head so his heart calms down.
I want you to go get Gohark ready for the wedding ceremony. They'll get married after Abbas Mirza leaves. Congratulations to them.
Miss Mitchell, I'm talking to you, Miss Mitchell. Miss Mitchell, Miss Mitchell! Inform Gohar Malik Khan that Mirza Abul Hasan Shirazi has come to pay his respects to her. Okay, just take this. Take it. I have the raisins. Take them.
I don't want him. Leave me alone.
What do you want from me, you monster?
I've come here to read the Book of Kings for the daughter of the Emperor. I am the monster whose life is in your hands, the unique pearl of the citadel.
I'll ruin your life. I won't let you live.
Don't just break my heart. Not letting me live is manageable. It's a pity because tomorrow, Baba Khan shall grant my wish. It's been arranged to have a small and private wedding ceremony, you know. You might change your mind before the wedding reception. Admittedly, I know I'm much older than you are. Maybe as old as your father. Maybe even older than your father. But I am, oh, so very young at heart, you know. And I have honor and money. And I've also been abroad, you know. I am not handsome at that, but... Ow, 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 ow.
She's right not to like you. It's fine now. Go, go, go. Go.
No problem.
Come on.
Leave us now. We don't want you. Go, Miss Sigali.
No, go out. Go away. Go away.
Did the king foul up his favorite wife, Sogoli?
Drop dead.
No.
I've come here to complain about Haj Ibrahim Khan's Kalantar's relative. There's absolutely nothing at all good about this man. There's no good reason for you, the mighty king, to torture her cruelly. And give your beloved daughter away like this. Don't get his hopes up so high. Every night this man forgets all about his religion and faith and drinks.
This is what an old wench deserves. Mirza Abul Hasan Khan is rapidly progressing. We've given him a chance to progress, and now he's living a very quiet life. He's become quite wealthy, and has many, many servants with him. Oh, and one more thing. I, the king, her father, have authority over her, not her mother, who is going away. So the best thing for the girl would be not to see her mother at the wedding.
It's surprising. What was I thinking coming here? I never felt the kindness of a husband and thought, maybe you'd show kindness and love to your daughter. I was so wrong. Best for the country and the kings as well to know what's best for them. I'm leaving.